And now we turn to another food story. It's about ramps, a wild leek. People in Appalachia have been eating or avoiding them for hundreds of years. But 20 years ago, ramps began appearing on menus at gourmet restaurants and have started to be sold in specialty groceries. Researchers say not all of these ramps are being sustainably harvested. From Allegheny Mountain Radio and the Traveling 219 Project, Roxy Todd brings us this story.
Hello, Ramp Farm.
Glenn Facemeyer is a retired mail carrier, but his life passion has been teaching himself and others to grow and harvest wild ramps. He and his wife run a ramp farm in Richwood, West Virginia. His phone has been off the hook all week.
Our last ship
it's March, and people want to order his fresh ramp bulbs. And his final shipment goes out in just a few days.
The whole country is looking for ramps. I grew up in a ramp patch, so to speak. We would take a big wash tub and about 15, 20 half-a-gallon jars. We'd go into the ramp patch along the river and build up a fire and sterilize the jars. And my mom would pack the ramps right in them there and just a little pinch of salt. That's about all she put in there other than ramps. And then we had our winter supply of ramps. And they wasn't a delicacy, they was food.
Here in West Virginia, eating ramps is nothing new. But across the country, gourmet chefs have begun to go a little gaga over wild foods. And ramps are one of the biggest stars at the center of this trend. In Chicago, Andrew Zimmerman, executive chef at Sepia Restaurant, says he first heard about ramps in 2002.
If you never had a ramp, I would say that it's like a somewhat assertive garlicky leek. And sometimes we'll do like a potato leek soup where we'll make a puree of the ramp leaves and then fold that into the soup at the end. So the soup has this nice sort of garlicky leeky flavor, but it's now vibrantly bright green from all the ramp leaves that we stirred into it.
The green ramp leaves, the most quintessentially spring-like part of a ramp, are actually discarded by some people. Others go so far as to prefer the early ramps before the greens even sprout.
We call them bullets because they have no tops on them. So we start selling ramps basically this year in October, and we'll go to the end of May.
In Richwood, West Virginia, Bruce Donaldson sells about 20,000 pounds of ramps each year, and he shipped ramps to every state except Hawaii.
Of course, a lot of people say, oh, the ramps are depleting and things like that, but they're not. There's plenty of ramps, they're just up higher.
Earlier this spring, I searched for ramps with some of Bruce's top diggers.
I dug every day. This is like my 14th day. I try not to stop. Yeah, this year it was pretty cold out. Most of us got our fingers frosted. And then, of course, the ends of them, they'll wear off from just digging in rocks and stuff like that. A lot of times we might have to cross creeks and drainages and whatnot. We'll have to take our socks and shoes off and cross, and then put them on as fast as you can before your feet start getting really cold and numb. It was a pretty cold, brutal year this year.
As he digs with his bare hands, Ashley looks for ramp seeds and plants them down in the soil. And the rule of thumb for most seasoned ramp diggers is to always leave some bulbs behind, or else the patch will die.
If you know you want to abuse it, then yeah, you probably could dig them out.
Jim Chamberlain with the U.S. Forest Service warns that many diggers are too careless. He is worried that unless harvesters are more cautious, ramps could be stripped from the forests, just as we once clear-cut trees for timber.
People say, well, we're not having any impact on ramp populations, and that's a concern of mine, is that we just don't understand how much we're really pulling out of the ground relative to how much is being put in the ground. Two conservation messages come out right away. One, eat the leaf, and you can decrease the amount that you have to harvest. And two, wait until the third week in April, around that time, before you harvest.
Chamberlain encourages more landowners to sustainably grow and harvest wild ramps, the way Glenn Facemeyer has been doing for years.
If you choose to grow them, there's no fertilizer. They'll do their own thing. They grow in different soils. They're amazing. I'm asked the question, is these ramps that you have on the ramp farm like wild ramps? They are wild ramps. We just got them on the different side of the fence, you know, now. So we got them in shotgun range now.
Thanks to Roxy Todd for that story from Allegheny Mountain Radio and the Traveling 219 Project. She also recorded a song by John Wyatt about ramps, the mountains, and Appalachian culture.
Can I hear it again for the radio?
I sure can.
Okay.
When the maple buds turn red on the hillside and the sarvis trees are blooming in the lane and the ramps begin to grow in the mountains, then you'll know that it's springtime again. If you've never had the chance to partake of tasty ramps, come on up to Ridgewood in the spring, where there's ramps to say the least, at our annual ransom feast, and a great variety of other things. When the maple buds turn red on the hillside, and the sarvis trees are blooming in the lane, and the ramps begin to grow in the mountains, then I know that it's springtime again. When the ramps begin to grow